Okay, what news time is 9:30. And on the telephone with me is Brad Dungis from the Dungis Family of Automobiles. How you doing there, young man?
I'm well, Tom. How are you today?
Well, I'm on the right side of the grass. That's always a good thing.
That's good. It's a beautiful day out here in Bartlesville. It's been busy this morning at Dungis. We've got lots of customers out this morning on the service drives. And I don't know what's going on, but we've been really busy the last few weeks, and going to have another big day today, it looks like.
Indeedy, indeedy, indeedy. You know, I was looking around on your webpage there at the Ford, and also with the Toyota, you got a lot of SUVs that are really nicely priced, especially the 19s and 20s.
Yeah, no, we've definitely been sharpening our pencils. And we do our market-based pricing all the time. Every day we go in and update the pricing on all our vehicles, and I take great pride in having a good price up front without any negotiation needed. You're right, though. We've sold SUVs in the last week. We delivered a Navigator to somebody living outside of Dallas. Ooh. Yesterday, we had some folks come in from Colorado to purchase a Ford truck. So we do have great pricing here in Bartlesville at Dungis, and really amazed at how kind of a fluid the market has become with people all over the world, seems like, coming to Bartlesville to buy cars.
That's not a bad thing.
No, it's great. It's really neat. I got to spend some time with the folks from Colorado, and they had family from this area, so they knew of us, but they had they came in. We got to talk about the price tower and what's going on over in Pawhuska, it was really kind of fun. And
cool.
It's good to get to show people our community. We have such a great city, I encouraged them to, after they drove off in their truck, to go downtown and check out Tower Center at Unity Square and the Price Tower, and I got Val on the show again. Say hi, Val.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Val.
Hey. Want to remind everybody about the Jazz on the Plaz coming up here later this month, and down at the Tower Center at Unity Square. Lots of good, exciting stuff going on down there every night, but we've got another event coming, and I think it's going to be a really great evening, hopefully.
I think your Colorado friends brought us some awesome weather.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. It's nice. Hopefully it'll...
Everybody outside.
Yeah, no, it's neat to watch as the weather has become better these last few weeks, how the people out in the tower, there's more and more people every evening and even more during the day. And it's really neat to watch that place come into life. You guys get to see it every day, don't you, Val?
My goodness, I am still just blown away by Bartlesville and the generosity of the citizens of Bartlesville, how they've come together on this project. And it's just been such a great thing for this COVID time, for people to be able to get outside and be able to distance and feel safe just doing activities outside. So it's really been kind of a huge blessing during this.
That's great, and because it is Unity Square, and I know it was kind of odd there in the beginning when we were opening it up, and we had the pandemic going on, and how's that going to work? But we clearly have made it work, and that's great. And so, tell us about the event coming up here on September 27th. What do you guys have planned?
Yeah, so Jazz on the Plaz is our final in our Sizzling Summer Series, Dungis Family of Autos is our primary sponsor for the three events that we've had this summer, and so Jazz on the Plaza is kind of a culmination of the fun we've had this summer. And it's going to be on a Sunday night this time.
Right.
So everyone can mark their calendars for Sunday, September the 27th, and it's going to be kind of early in the evening so that people can kind of come, hang out, and then get home and get ready for their work week.
Mm-hmm.
So from 5 to 7 p.m., we're going to have Jermaine Mondaine. Some people, if they've been to the Price Tower Gala in the past, mm-hmm. they might recognize him as a saxophone musician. But he's going to be here with an entire ensemble, and they're going to be playing jazz from the Unity Square stage. And while that's going on, we're going to have a half a dozen or so artists from the Bartlesville Art Association, just scattered around, kind of nicely placed around the green, with their social distance kind of area around them. They're going to be painting different buildings downtown, so people can stroll around, listen to music, watch the artists paint. Some of the artists will have some of their work there that's for sale if people want to buy something. And then people can stop by the plaza at Price Tower and have dinner and listen to the music or grab a drink and walk around or get something to go. I know Rick's going to have burgers and some kind of easy food that you can just order to go. And then you can get some picnic on the green while you're listening to jazz or watching somebody paint.
And if people haven't checked that out, the new Price Tower Plaza area there where you can get food and drink and really, and it's a great setting next to the stage and with the park right in front of you there. It's a wonderful place to go have lunch or a dinner or a snack. You can get drinks and great food. It's really wonderful under the old parking area there where there's great shade and it's really, really a neat spot. People need to go check that out.
Yeah, we think that the time slot from 5 to 7 is going to just be perfect for a September evening.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, you know, there'll be plenty of shade and it'll be a really nice temperature to just be able to hang out with friends and just enjoy the great weather and the arts in Bartlesville.
Excellent. And the Bartlesville Art Association does such great work. We have so many talented people in our community that work on that stuff. And Price Towers does a lot of work with them and has a show coming up, too, later this fall where we'll be showcasing some local artists. And it's a great opportunity for people to get out and really see what the local people can do. It's a great organization, and really, it's great you guys have partnered with them to get this going.
Yeah, we're super excited, and, you know, we really couldn't do this without Dungeness Family of Autos. You guys help us sponsor this event, help us with paying the musicians, and so that's a really big part of getting people out is to have good music.
Well, we love to do those things. We've been around Bartlesville a long time, and we love to have great events in Bartlesville. And even in this time, I know people need to get out and move around, and this is a great opportunity for people to get out and see the new space. And if you haven't been down to the park, and I know they need to, you've got some great merchandise, too, for Tower Center at Unity Square, too, that you're selling. I really admire those T-shirts.
Well, yes, you should stop by on Sunday and pick yours up.
I will.
But, and you said, you know, we have merchandise for sale, and we have Frisbees for the kids and T-shirts and stickers, things like that. And then you guys are also bringing out a couple of vehicles to showcase.
Good.
So people can, stop by and see how they look in a brand new truck or car.
Yeah, we might bring a Venza, actually. We just got our very first Toyota Venza, at least since 2015 when they stopped making the last Venza. But this just arrived, the brand-new Toyota Venza, so we're starting to get the 2021s in stock. And, that is that time of year where we're doing the model year and closeout on the 2020s and the last few 2019s that we have. But the new Venza is really cool. If it's a very sleek two-row mid-sized SUV, kind of slots between the RAV4 and the Highlander and the Toyota lineup. It comes as a hybrid only, so it's a hybrid vehicle with all-wheel drive. They're all-wheel drive hybrids, so they're really a neat setup and great best fuel economy in the segment. And with the all-wheel drive, I know it's really going to be a great choice for people in our area. And, if you don't need that third-row seat, you kind of want a little bit sportier vehicle, it is a good choice in a mid-size SUV. I think people are going to really like that vehicle. And just got our very first one in stock. We are getting a lot of inventory. Tom, I know we talked about it all summer about how inventory's changed this summer with the plants being down for a few months. But we're starting to really catch up. And I want to remind people that in a way, the lack of inventory is a good thing because it does reduce our operating costs. The floor plan cost of owning all those vehicles can be great on a huge inventory. So you never want to have too many cars. Mm-hmm. We want to have a great selection for everybody. But we every day we're going off somewhere to get a vehicle for somebody. It really doesn't cost you any more. We can dealer trade in our brands with any of our dealer partners, and it's really easy to exchange and get a different vehicle in here if we don't have exactly what you're after. And by not having every vehicle in the world that's possible to build, it really does help us hold our costs down and pass those savings on to you. And that's really key to us, is give all our customers a great simple price, an easy way to know they're getting a good deal at Dungis. And that's what we do every day. And of course, don't forget, you get the 7-year, 100,000-mile Dungis powertrain warranty with any new vehicle purchase at no additional cost. And, you know, maybe that's why the folks are coming from Colorado and sending the Navigators to Texas and stuff. That's an outstanding nationwide offer. You get a extended powertrain warranty on your vehicle for 7 years or 100,000 miles for purchasing a new vehicle at Dungis.
Very good. Keeping it simple. And people really love that aspect of it all.
No, we are hearing more and more about that. You know, I don't like to really always bring up the parts of our business that are not simple. But there's a point to being simple. And, you know, we've had customers in the last few days point out some things to us that just continue out there in our market with some dealers, and not just in our market, but around the entire country, you know, doing things that just don't make sense, where they're putting, I'll just remind everybody, it's against the Oklahoma advertising rules to bundle any kind of incentive into an offer that's not available to everybody. So if you get into a situation where the prices are changing and they're telling you that you don't qualify for a rebate, or that price is only good if you finance with them or if you trade your vehicle in, that's against the rules. And they are not supposed to advertise that way. And it does mislead people. We get people all the time that come in and they're confused about the numbers that they've been presented at another dealership. And, you know, we use straight-up math and try to be really simple in how we do put our deals together. And, you know, so if there's something that looks fishy, it might be.
It's too good to be true.
it's too good to be true. And, you know, and we all, every business, of course, is going to put a deal together and advertise it. That's not the problem, of course. But when you mislead and you bundle offers that aren't available to everybody, it just doesn't make an even playing field. And it's really hard for the consumer to compare apples to apples. You know, say it's a used car, and that's the one we had somebody confused on yesterday. There was a used car that was being promoted to be thousands of dollars below the average true car price. But it had a finance rebate in it, so you couldn't tell really what the real price was. You, in order to get the price, you needed to finance with the dealer, but they didn't tell you what the terms of the financing would be. So basically, they got to pick the interest rate that they were going to charge you for that financing.
And wow.
That's not really how it should be done.
Boy, I'd be walking away sore if I were those folks, too.
Yep. No, and we ended up selling a car. So
great, and they're happy with it. That's the best thing. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I hate to have to bring that stuff up, but I do think it's that people need to know it, and it's something that is out there. So anyway, on to more positive things. We're the reality is we're restocking after our incredible business these last few weeks, and we've got our used car inventory up to almost 70 units, which is a really outstanding for us, and we're looking for more. So we're in the middle of a inventory build-up campaign where we're working with our customer database and other people out in the community that have vehicles that we've been looking for. So if you've got a letter from me recently, that's a real deal. I'm looking to buy inventory and want to take a look at your car. And if you didn't get a letter, bring it on in, give us a shout, come go to our website and enter your information. We definitely are looking to buy used vehicle inventory. As I said, our business has really been growing in recent weeks, and we need to keep the stock up so we can keep our momentum going and make up for some of the lost business we had during the early parts of the pandemic. And our sales team is really excited and happy to see people coming in. And, you know, of course, we're still making every precaution that we can to keep everybody safe. And we've got masks for our team and for you if you need one at no cost, and plexiglass barriers, and on, they're available if we're sitting down at a table and we don't want to wear the masks, and on our countertops and stuff like that. So we've got a great cleaning crew that comes in and keeps it clean every night and then throughout the day. And so we're doing everything we can. We've got great big showrooms and lots of outdoor space too, so we can always accommodate a lot of people. And we've been having really big Saturdays and cooking out for folks on Saturdays. If you may have seen that on our Facebook, and we've got the cookers out and barbecuing some hot dogs and hamburgers, and hopefully we can get that going again this weekend. If you want to come on by and say hello, look for us outside on the pad, and we'll be spread out and social distancing, but enjoying each other's company.
Indeed, and keeping it simple all the same. That is really cool. That is just really cool. Now, the nice weather has probably been driving a few people in as well, I imagine. A lot of other factors out there, too. People are feeling good, feeling better, I guess.
I think so. And, you know, we've got great inventory, as I said. The incentives are great, good interest rates. You know, I think, too, people are itching to move around, so their personal vehicles are really important to them. I know, you know, I feel safe in my car. I know everybody that's been in there, and it is my space, so I feel pretty safe there. So, and I know a lot of people are looking at their cars that way, and with travel kind of changing this summer and going into the fall, I know people are doing shorter trips and stuff, and you know, maybe that's why we're getting some more business from other places, because people love to visit Bartlesville, and we always love to just tell them where to go and where to visit, and we'll be recommending you that they come and spend that weekend in a couple weeks on September 27th.
Yes.
And go to the Jazz on the Plaza. And Val Calgan's with us from the Community Center here, and you know, to talk about that and other stuff going on at the Community Center. What I know, it has been different with starting to have some events in the Community Center. Tell us about how that's going, Val.
Well, so last week we hosted the OKM Music Festival Phenomenon.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to be outside, and the weather didn't cooperate, so they brought it inside. We were still able to social distance all of the guests with when stuff is coming inside now, because we have 1,800 or 1,700 seats in the auditorium. Mm-hmm. We can still accommodate at least a half a house. And use every other row. So it's really been good. We felt like people felt safe. Everyone was masked up, and we were, you know, pulling out all the stops for cleaning and keeping things sanitized.
Yeah.
So that was kind of the first event that we've had. The symphony's gearing up for their first production in October.
Right.
And those season tickets are on sale right now.
So we are getting back to having concerts and events. That's great.
A few here and there.
I'd heard that the OK Mozart event, they were going to hand out 60 ukuleles to children. But did they really do that, and how did that go?
They did. So they were, you know, kind of packaged really pretty in bright colored bags and in a box. So
it wasn't easy to start strumming right away.
Exactly. But they had a whole little program put together for kids, not just the instrument itself, but also how to use it, and some opportunities for some visuals and some learning how to play. So I think kids all around Bartlesville are enjoying that.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. I love that. And I'm so excited to come down there on the 27th in the evening and check out Jazz on the Plaza and the Jermaine Mondaine Ensemble. That should be a great time.
Yeah, folks can go to the Unity Square Beeville website, and on there we have an event calendar, and they can see all the other fun things that are happening, because we've got exercise classes every day. We have Bartlesville Yoga, and we throw yours truly, Kimberly Dungis, leading us Tuesday night.
Yeah, she loves teaching that yoga down there. It's great. And as the weather's gotten better, it's really been nice, I think, in
the
evening.
Perfect. Yeah. And, I mean, like, Theater Bartlesville's coming in next Saturday night for an event, theater event on the green with food trucks and things like that. So there's this Friday night is Songbox on the Square.
Oh.
So, I mean, there's really
something going on all the time.
Activity, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So folks can check that out.
Cool. Wow, that's great. Check. And that website was unitysquare.com?
UnitySquareBeeville.com.
Okay. Excellent. So, folks, check that out. And like I said, we are searching for vehicles to purchase out here at Dungis Family of Autos. If you have an extra vehicle that you're looking to trade in somewhere, or if you want it, just are looking to sell it, bring it by here. We'll take a look at it. No condition offer will be made, and we'll give you top dollar for your trade. It can make it really simple. If you are looking for a new ride yourself, we've got a great selection of new and used vehicles of all types, good incentives, our great simple prices, and you can work with our friendly, knowledgeable, non-commissioned sales consultants. That's another thing that's different about Dungis is our people don't get paid more for making more money when they sell a car, and that, I think, helps take some of the games out of the process here. So, but whether you're in person or online, one person's going to work you all the way through delivery, and they are not commissioned, because our main goal is you having the best experience possible. And that's just how we do it here at Dungis.
Amazing. Keeping it simple.
Yep, keeping it simple and trying to do it where we can take care of everybody and work with our community to build a stronger Bartlesville. And I know everybody's working hard on that right now. We got great community and lots of good stuff going on this fall. School's back in session, and it's great to hear about all the kids' success and the sports that are getting to be played. And it's really exciting to see us making it through this.
Indeed. Brad, how are we doing in the service department? I didn't mean to interject. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. Yeah, service is where I was going there, actually, Tom.
That's what I thought.
You know, there's great stuff going on in service. We've got, we are in a kind of a transition time of year. You want to start taking care of the stuff that'll be coming as we start into cooler weather. Make sure your battery's good. Always tires, brakes, all those basic maintenance things you need to do. We need, your windshield wipers, stuff like that. We need to be taken care of. Of course, we'll do a full multi-point inspection if you come in and get your oil changed with us. We've got appointments available every day. You can go online and schedule them right there. Just put your information in, and it'll take you right to the next available spot, or you can pick one that's good for you out there, and it's really simple, and that way we can be ready for you when you show up and minimize your time here and get you down the road just as fast as possible.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it is really about taking care of you and your time, and making it simple. That is our best, the best we can do for you.
Now, we were talking about some of the inventory that you have there. I noticed we kind of teased on this a couple of weeks ago. You said you had one Tacoma pickup truck over there at Toyota.
Yeah, and we have gotten more, but I think we still have one to none.
They're going fast.
Well, what's happened, Tom, is they're starting to be sold before they get here.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I think that there were two that came off the truck day before yesterday, and they were already spoken for. Mm-hmm. It has really been difficult to keep Toyota, Tacoma, and Tundra on the lot. We are not alone in that. I was looking at the Toyota board, though, and we are actually, and kind of proud to say this, leading the state in sales right
yes.
now, not in total volume, but in percentage of objective and turn rate,
gotcha.
And which is how you earn more inventory. So I know we've got it coming, but right now it's just pretty slim. Toyota is a very efficient manufacturer and has such great product that supply and demand can get out of balance if they have to shut the plants down, and they did for a few months there, but they're building them again, and what that's done for people who own Toyota is because it has really raised the resale value on Toyota trucks. So if you own a Toyota truck, any kind of Toyota truck, we will give you top dollar for that for sure. And definitely looking for Toyota trucks. I spend a good portion of my day every day looking for Toyota trucks at auction. So it is, I literally will do that as soon as we get off the show. And so if you've got I'd much rather buy it from you here locally than from somebody I don't know in Dallas or something. So if you've got a good Toyota truck, that's why we've sent the letters out to our customer base. We really are interested in those, but not just Toyota trucks, of course. Any Ford trucks are great. Really, you know, we got a broad used car inventory of vehicles of all types and late model vehicles. Uh-huh. I think we've got a 2020 F-150. I think we sold a 2020 Civic yesterday. We've got older vehicles too, you know, vehicles priced under $5,000 to up to 60 or more. I think we're getting a nice Mercedes traded in on the Navigator that we took to Dallas the other day. That should be back in here soon. If you're looking for a good deal on a super luxury Mercedes small SUV.
Wow. I got to tell you.
You never know what we're going to have here at Dodges. So you got to keep your eyes on the website.
You do.
There's always new stuff coming in, or let the salesman know if there's something you're looking for. And when I'm out there on the auction looking for the Toyota trucks, I'll look for a vehicle for you.
Very good. Also on the foreign side, the Edges and the Escapes look like they're flying out there too.
Oh, definitely great incentives on those right now, and on the trucks. The Ford inventory situation is the things that are missing are Super Duties, not unlike with the Toyota side. I do have a pretty good selection of F-150s and a couple of Super Duties, so I can trade still for Super Duties. And we have quite a few of the F-250s and F-350s that are on the way in. So we are pre-selling those too. And usually if we're about out, then there aren't that many out there. So if you want to come and buy a Super Duty truck between now and the end of the year, you might be wanting to talk to us. We can pre-sell the stuff we have coming. We can still manage to change some of those orders if it's not exactly what you want, and we can still get an order in there and get it before the end of the year, but we'll need to do that soon. Another thing happening on the Ford side is we just converted our first Mach-E reservation to an order.
Yes.
And we'll get it. We're confirmed to deliver at least one of those great new all-electric Fords that will be out at the at the end of the year. And sometime before then, we should get some in stock that we can have as demonstration vehicles. So we'll have those around probably by the end of November. And really excited to check out that technology and have an all-electric vehicle on the Mustang, in the Mustang family, thus the Mach name, but Mach-E electric. And it's really more of a midsize SUV, small SUV type of vehicle, but it's got a lot of great performance characteristics. Thus, Ford has decided to keep it in the Mustang family, and really excited about that vehicle and just having that new technology to show our customers. I'm kind of getting a lot of news here at the end, but another thing we're hearing about this week was the all-new F-150 that will be out later this year also, and going into next year. We'll get a start in 2021, I think, is the year we get a hybrid F-150.
That'd be interesting.
It's going to be good. What I was reading today is that the cost of ownership on that, there's a slight premium for hybrid still in the market, but right now on the F-150, it's the cost of, when you add in the cost of ownership of the vehicle, the fuel costs and other maintenance items, the hybrid's going to have the lowest cost of ownership, hybrid F-150, of any half-ton truck across the industry. And that, if that comes true, that would be really exciting. Of course, we're also hearing about great new Tundra around the corner in just a couple of years. So got to keep it coming. There's lots of great stuff out here, but come check it out or go to DungeonsChoice.com anytime, and you can get in touch with us there.
And, of course, the phone works.
Yes, 918-333-0900. And come See, Val on September 27th down at Jazz on the Plaza, at the Price Tower Plaza or Unity Square, come together to put on some music and to have some art demonstration, and on Sunday evening from 5 to 7 on September 27th.
And with that, we got to go. Thank you, guys.